The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hey everybody, this is Eric Fiorello from Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7, and I want to welcome you to Motivation Muscle on 9/20/2017, if you can believe it. We are at the 20th of September. The year is just cooking by. But look, we always do this, might add a few more things to it today. Stand up, deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth. Repeat, I am a winner, I am a champion, I am success, I am the biggest, baddest, most successful champion winner in the entire universe. That's what it's all about. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winner Circle, 12 of the best modules you could ever listen to. It'll bring you places in training you've never been before. You get a 13th one free. And I mean, what could be better than this? This product should be selling 100 of them a month. It's amazing, man. I don't know if we're not getting out or whatever, but we're changing that whole philosophy too. There's a new standard here, and I'm doing it with another person. I am reconstructing the whole premise of this show and everything that goes with it. I'm creating a whole new standard out for the market. That's what I'm doing right now. That's where I've been among many other places. And you'll be mighty surprised once you see the new benchmark here, believe me. Can't do it the old way, don't want it, and don't want to do things the way other people do it. Unless they're earning $100,000 a month. Laugh if you may. But I'm not bullshitting you when I talk like this. This is no bullshit. This is all what business is about, coming up with your own model. And that's what I am doing. It's more pertinent to what I like to do, what I like to achieve, and what I like to market. Jump on. You'll be very happy. Also, too, contribution. We're doing some work, so you won't see the button up there, but there's a $25, a $50, and a $100 button. Go out to my PayPal account, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com, and give whatever you feel comfortable with, and it's appreciated, believe me, very much appreciated. Also, MotivationMuscle.com/category/podcast. Where are you going to find the people that are out there? I don't see any of them, and believe me, we would have had more on. It's just all these business duties I've got right now. Priorities, priorities, priorities. I mean, we're almost at 800. We'll be up approximately 3 years and 7 days, the 27th of this month. It's absolutely incredible what's been done here on a shoestring, and it's all been on my back. That's what winners do. They take responsibility and kick you right in the slats and keep coming. That's what it is, and you get kicked in the slats plenty too. It's just going to be a matter of who's going to have the better will, you know, more tenacity, et cetera, et cetera. Also too, as I said, we are coming up on our third anniversary, and we've got some, this weekend, for instance, we have Mike Gillette returning, and we have Chris Vaccio, who's, I'm sure, going to be talking about all the stuff he's going with the surgery, and he's going to teach us quite a bit. And then the following week, I know we got Will Dinwiddie on, and I can't remember whom else we have. I believe we have another person coming on here, and I don't know if it's someone that hasn't been on for a while or not. I'm going to look right now because, you know, you want to do the right thing. That's the whole thing here. As it comes up right here, and as I keep talking here, because basically, if we don't, we're going to have dead air, and I don't want any of that. And if we can get this to come up, we will get it up. But it's very hard when you're trying to record and bring another. But I believe we are here. So let me see that. and we'll verify everything. And we're going to talk today about three doors. And I'm going to give that to you, what it is, the criteria, momentarily. But I do want to look this up quickly if we can get word to start up. You know, this is the thing. We want to keep everybody involved and informed because I know I'm not out there like I was. But that is by choice because consequences, you have to go out and address them and make them better. Okay, so on the 23rd, which is this Saturday, we have Mike Gillette and we have Chris Vaccio on. And on the 30th of September, we have Will Dinwiddie and our pal Steve Cotter. So there's going to be more and more. You're going to see more coming back. You're going to see new people on here. I'll tell you something. I don't know if this is going to be or not, but the possibilities of a live call-in show Christmas Eve could be happening, but it's going to take an awful lot of tenacity. And, you know, that time of year, it's hard to get people to work with you on it, but I'm shooting for that. If not, it'll be in the first quarter of 2018. Okay, enough about that. Three doors. Picture yourself standing in the middle of a room, and there's three doors in front of you. The first door says winner on it. The second door says not sure. And the third door says maybe another time. Now, how does this relate to all of us? And also, by the way, I want to tell you something I've been working on. And we're going to go right to this because this is all pertinent to that. I've been doing a string of movements tied together. As you all know, I love doing all kinds of stuff like that. You know, warm up real good. Jump on the sand dune for a while. Get everything really going. Circulation just smoking. And I've been doing 1-to-1-to-1. Clean and press overhead a log. Go right to a barbell curl where I use a thick bar one set, a curling bar another set. And then, as you've all seen, I have apparatcha in the garage where I train, where I constructed this piece, which was built for me, where I can put it on any hole in the power rack and put the long rods through it and press a big, huge dumbbell. 2-inch handle, 1-inch handle. The one I've been using is 2. I'm telling you right now, you talk about upper body look and power. Unbelievable. And I'm going to get more into that. So it's a log press, clean and press. We go from there to the barbell curl. So you can use whatever you want. I like using a thick bar, and then the next set you go to an Olympic bar. Even though it's a curling bar, obviously it's an Olympic bar. Because that takes a lot of tension off the hands, and it delivers a whole different way, the wrists, everything. And then we go into a dead stop shoulder press. My God, man. You want to talk about, as my buddy Craig used to say, cannonball shoulders. You want traps, upper back. We're going to get more and more into this, and we're going to be training people on this stuff. If people want to come in, hire me to train them on this stuff, I would love to work with you. So that's a whole nother thing, but that's coming too. Also, all right, so we're going to talk about the three doors. Which would you take? Would you go for the winner? Not sure. Maybe another time. Well, this goes right back to life in general. How many people are sitting on the fence? Same way the winner's circle. How many people could have bought the winner's circle and been well on their way already a year from now? See, that's the thing. Not sure. And then you get this. Well, you know, I'd like to try it, which we will never use that word because we know our motto here is we don't try, we succeed. But maybe another time. Ooh, when another time? 10 years from now? 40 years from now? 50 years from now on your deathbed said, I wish I tried that 40 years ago? Don't laugh. There's so many people out there that are living that type of life. So, let's talk about first door, winner. Winners, regardless whether they're sure or not of what they're getting into, they have that one word. As I said yesterday when I wrote a short thing on Etched in Stone, confidence will always destroy challenges. Because to go after any challenge, a winner has to have so much confidence. Confidence when no one believes in you, when no one supports you, or if somebody supports you, it's very lukewarm. They, let me put it this way. I say this all the time. They're sure as hell not going to stand by side with you and march into the fire. All right? Very important. But a winner will keep going. A winner will take defeat, get knocked down, and stand back up and go after it again and again and again. This is not easy by any means. I've seen this more with my businesses than anything in my life. I mean, obviously, too, lifting. But lifting gave me the construction, and my mother and father and Jimmy and the Hulk, as everybody knows, gave me the backbone. Gave me the bone to be able to keep standing up, take it, and go. And I'm not going to lie to you. There's days, man, when you're ready to throw the towel in. But it's like anything that you love, you know, picture your own child, something. Would you give it up because you've had maybe 10 bad days in a row? Well, I hope you wouldn't, but I won't. This is my baby. These are my babies here. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make these bigger than anything that's ever been out in the fitness industry. And people say, well, you know, other people have done it. Really? How many people have really done it? The big ones, you know, you think about Hoffman, Weider, you know, Perry Rader. You look at people like that. Milo Magazine, I mean, Randy Strassen. It's still a fine magazine. I love the early stuff. I love the Hard Gainer. I think these were big, big people out in the industry. Bill Hinburn. All over the place. Men that went through it, kept going, hit one tidal wave after another, might have washed them to shore, but they survived it every time. And you have to have that mechanism to be able to do that. And that's what door number one is. Winner. Now, we go to door number two, not sure. Well, not sure right there is bordering on, do I have some confidence or do I just kind of teeter back and forth, you know? You know, I want to do this. I see other people doing it, but, you know, I'm not really sure. You know, is it for me? You know, here comes the excuse counter. It might be the wrong time of day, wrong month, wrong year. You know, I'm really busy. How am I going to work in 2 hours a weekend of training? Especially this here. It looks really hard. Yeah, real hard. These are people that really can't make a choice. And anything in life that you want to do is a choice. Nobody just drops it right on your head. Of course, there's people out there that aren't good people that, you know, are not looking out for you, are not loyal to you, don't want their best to give you. But you know what? You got to get over that quick. Because if you can't be self-reliant and responsible, you're always going to be not sure. And nobody wants to be around somebody who's not sure. You're not going to have any type of relationships. It's not even fun. You know, you got someone that's always indecision. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. You know, you could help me out. You know, that's why I can't do it. I'm not saying don't help people. You should help people. You should give as much of yourself to others as you can. But the not sure is never going to get you over the hump, the next step. Because if you want to run head on to that first door called winner, you're going to have a hell of a hard time doing it. And what happens with people, they build these patterns. They build these internal patterns and they just can't get out of them. And if they try to get out of them, the resistance your body is going to give you is going to be absolutely unbelievable. But what did I tell everybody? I tell you all the time, you can only build from the inside out. If you're letting the outside come in, the outside coming in over it could be years, it could be months, it could be decades, it'll destroy you. Or it'll just make you pretty much like a eunuch. You'll have nothing either way. So that is door number two, not sure. Number three kind of goes with number two, but in a different way. Maybe another time. How many people have told you, how many of us are trainers? And they like what you're saying. You might go out and speak. Or, you know, like here with the podcast, or you get emails or notes from people. And you'll just say, you know, I've had it with people you train, especially. you know, I really like what you're saying. I like what you're doing, but you know, maybe another time. And I'm like, okay, well, why another time? Why not now? Once again, excuse after excuse after excuse. But what you do when you say maybe another time constantly, do you hear what I'm saying here? Like Frank Klein, my college professor, says, repetition, repetition, repetition. Well, it can go in a good way or a bad way. And when you keep repeating maybe another time, eventually everything you go to embark on or like, and someone will come and speak with you or contact you, maybe it's for a product, whatever it is, it's always going to be like that hesitation and then, well, maybe another time. And this is a tragic thing, especially with fitness, physical culture. You know, it's like anything. Maybe another time, like not sure, starts spanning time. And everybody knows you can't get time back. You know, if you want what you do today to basically echo through the heavens forever, you've got to get on it. So if you are physically in poor shape or you're mentally a basket case, which so many people are today, maybe it is time instead of maybe another time. And maybe just take the maybe out of it altogether. It is time. It is time for you to put your feet on the ground, stand up straight, take a deep breath, blow it out through your mouth, and say, okay, it's time to get with it. It's time now to put the wheels into motion. Engage. And most of this stuff, number two, number three, I've talked about it before. It's all fear-based. Everything's fear. Fear, fear, fear. What are you afraid of? What's going to happen? You're going to fail? Oh, boo-hoo. You're not going to get your medal? Boo-hoo. You're not going to have somebody patting you on the ass and telling you how great you are? Boo-hoo. If that's what you need to be fulfilled and make your life whole and complete, you're finished. And I would never say that lightly to anyone. You all have the capacity to be able to survive, to be able to get ahead in this world. You know, I look at things a lot different anyways. You know, with Jimmy, with other adults and kids I know that have had various diseases, because you meet them, they're wheelchair bound. My buddy Ned Norton with the Warriors on Wheels. I mean, you meet these people and you're absolutely amazed. What they've lost in our eyes, they've gained 10 times over in their eyes. It is absolutely amazing just to hear what comes out of their mouth. Sometime if you can go into a hospital, go visit a children's ward where the kids have cancer. The outlook with them, no matter what, they have the strongest belief in the world of themselves. I mean, it will bust you in half. You'll walk out that door, and I swear to you, you'll have a skip in your step, a bounce in your walk, yet like you haven't had probably since you're about 8 years old. And that's what you need to do. We all need to do it. You need to put the brakes on and go speak to some people that maybe have been through some real big tragedy or are still fighting that tragedy. I'm telling you right now, we talk about being thankful and grateful. You'll be happier in hell that you got in your car, put your seatbelt on, started the car, and got the fuck out of there. This is what it's about. So when I talk about three doors, here's the choices again. Number one, winner. Number two, not sure. Number three, maybe another time. Let's go and be the winner. Let's become sure. Let's become confident in ourselves. And obviously, let's do it now. Let's not wait for tomorrow. What we can do right now. Those qualities will take you further than anything out there. They're all there for you. And I'm going to be doing much more on the whole mental thing. And Steve Cotter and I look like we're going to be doing some digital work on obviously inspiration, how you think, how you build from the inside out. Also, too, you know, people will be like, I am. Well, we're going to get into a lot of that. You know, you could say to yourself right now, I am great. I am a winner. I am successful. I am just happy to be alive today. I am thankful. Okay? So we're going to get into all kinds of great things to really further your life ahead. This is very important, and it works with the training, it works with your relationships, but it works with you. You learn to create the new you, the strong, powerful, solution-driven you. So stay tuned for all that, and I guarantee you, 30 years coming will be like nothing you've ever felt, and we got it all here at Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. This is the best podcast out there. I'm not saying it. I know what I've been told by people that listen to them all over, and you're going to be getting more and more of this. So, first things first, winner's circle. I need to sell 10 more this month. Anybody that's on the fence, jump off it. Hit door number one, winner. I promise you, I will work with you. We will make this thing cook, literally. You will cook, and you will be bigger, better, stronger, more confident, more success-driven than you ever have in your entire life. Winner's Circle on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. 10 this month. 10, 10, 10. Next, contributions. It's not out there. We're doing some work. But if you go out to Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com, hit that on my PayPal account. Donate anything you want. We need the money coming in. Help us out. We appreciate that in advance. Also, MotivationMuscle.com. You can go right out there on our homepage. Join our newsletter. Put it in there. You're going to be getting more and more stuff down the road, obviously, too. But when you do /category/podcast, like I said, there's just about 800 of them out there. And on the 27th of this month, we celebrate 3 years. I couldn't be happier than all of you listeners being part of my family. It's the real deal. It's authenticity. And that's why we are so damn good. Believe me. Also, too, you can go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. I appreciate it. Aha. That directory, you can listen and get Eminem in your car, on your radio, 24/7. If there's a show you'd like myself to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. And I'll leave you with a ton of stuff here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, 5 words of inspirational talk will change someone's life forever. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Also, too, if you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, crush it, press it, pull it, squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And remember what I was saying, that log clean and press right to the barbell curl, standing barbell curl. And if you really want to get into it, do it like they did at the old York barbell picnics. When you curled, you had to have your back right up against the wall. That will cut your curl down big time. I'm telling you right now. And you can also do some cheat curls. Believe it or not, cheat curls work the upper back like you wouldn't believe. More on that, though. But remember, log clean and press, barbell curl, and then, of course, I have the apparatus to do the dead stop dumbbell press with a 2-inch handle. Vitally important, make you a monster. Monster. You'll have a shoulder girdle on you that people will just be like, how the hell did you ever do that? Believe me when I tell you that. Also, too, No. We want to do the Hoosa Steel. Hoosa Steel Stone. Domination, we call it, in blood red. All I can tell you is this. You need to dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone coming out of my speakers. You can bet your ass on that, brother. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest business professor in college. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, the greatest chiropractor ever, who we lost 3 years ago and last month to cancer. He'd walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. Say that to yourself. I'm telling you, even when your day feels like it's crashing down, say that. I guarantee you, you'll get a grin from ear to ear. I'm telling you, it works. Keep smiling. Keep smiling, everyone, because if you're not smiling, you're probably frowning or you're down on yourself. You got to stop beating yourself down. Will you all do it? Don't do it. Don't do it. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, so we're not going to kick your door and we'll blow the roof off your house. I'm telling you, very important. As Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you. We take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I don't know anybody now, very few people would ever say that in today's day and age. They just won't put themselves out for somebody like that. Fear. Fear! And then obviously, too, you know, as I always say, men, let's take this very seriously. Get rid of the 9-month belly and get rid of the spare tire. And if you want help, you can contact me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. I can promise you this. We'll live through it together, and we will triumph. That's just the way it is. Also, too, support your women, your wives, your children. Women, support your men. You're obviously your children. Remember, someone is always watching you and looking up to you. It is vitally important. We need you. We need males, females, for the next 30 years. We need to keep spreading this great motivation and muscle. It is something that will change the world. I believe it, and I know you believe it too. So be part of it. So, for Eric, this is Eric Fiorello. I want to thank you for listening to the show. We're going to be doing more and more shows. I promise you, I miss this like you wouldn't believe. This is what I live for, among many things. But I love to spread the word and talk and give you positive things to think about in a very negative world. So have a great week, everybody. We will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.